Wheat futures soar as Russia's threats turn grain ships into potential military targets. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks so much for joining us. Global wheat futures soared by 8.5% on Wednesday after Russia's attack in Odessa that destroyed 60,000 tonnes of grain. And this morning in early trading, wheat futures are already up by just under 2%. Moscow pulled out of a deal which lasted for 12 months, which was brokered by the UN and Turkey, which guaranteed the safe export of grain. The BBC's correspondent in Ukraine's capital Kyiv is James Waterhouse, and he's just sent us this report.
This has been a fairly brutal 3 days for southern coastal cities like Mykolaiv, like Odessa, and it is no coincidence that it's coincided with Russia's withdrawal from this grain initiative. I think the last 12 months we had seen a reprieve in this specific area where 30 million tonnes of Ukrainian grain was able to depart from three port terminals down an agreed route through the Black Sea, past the Russian naval blockade, along a channel 3 miles wide. Every time this deal is renewed every 3 months, Russia's always threatened to pull out because of its age-old gripes, in that it struggles, it says, to export its own agricultural products as part of the deal. The reason for that are wider Western sanctions. But it seems now, with the strikes we are seeing, with the language being used, that Russia really is out. Although Turkey, one of the brokers of this deal, is still confident that Vladimir Putin can be pulled back.
That was the BBC's James Waterhouse with that report. And now it's time to do the numbers. Low-cost airline EasyJet is forecasting record profits this summer as it reports profits of $260 million in its last quarter. And shares in the Swedish electrical appliance maker Electrolux plunged 12% in early trading after the company reported weaker demand in its second quarter results. Now, more than 120 further claims of bullying or harassment have been made by former and current McDonald's staff in the UK since a BBC investigation on Tuesday. On Wednesday, McDonald's asked anyone who has experienced or witnessed inappropriate behaviour to contact its new confidential and independent reporting line. BBC correspondent Noor Nanji reports.
Of the new reports received, many of which we cannot verify, 43 people allege that McDonald's managers were involved in sexual harassment or assault. The BBC has also received 32 allegations of bullying, 17 reports of racism, and 15 reports of sexist comments and behaviour directed at female workers. One of those who came forward is Liv, who started working at a McDonald's restaurant in Cambridgeshire when she was 17. She says her senior manager was racist, sexist and homophobic. She says she complained to the franchise, but nothing was done. She quit last week.
The kind of culture that was made there, it was kind of too okay with the sexist, racist comments that were just made, whether it was in passing or directly to people. I was basically shut down and word for word told I was being the problem just for kind of bringing it up.
The recent reports involved 75 different branches across the UK. Some workers told the BBC they felt too scared to report the alleged behaviour. Others say they did complain but were ignored by managers or faced retribution. Workers from other organisations have also been sharing stories of abuse. We have approached McDonald's for a response to the new claims. In an earlier statement, the company said it would thoroughly investigate any allegations brought to it. It added that all proven breaches of its code of conduct would be met with the most severe measures that could be legally imposed, up to and including dismissal.
Noor Nanji reporting. The Women's Soccer World Cup kicked off today with co-hosts New Zealand beating Norway 1-0 in the first game. And women's soccer, of course, is big business in the US because of the national team's success. But the growth of the game in Europe has actually been a bit more recent. In England, primetime coverage of women's soccer has led to marketing opportunities and sponsorship deals for the athletes and, of course, their agents. So let's hear from one of the biggest agents in the business.
Okay, mark up, girls!
That's it, Violet!
My name is Jo Tung and I am the Chief Exec and Founder of Tongue Tied Management. We specialise in women's sport, looking after English soccer players. I'm trying to get them the best contract, playing at the best football club for them and making sure they're protected off the field and doing the right things commercially. The women's soccer game in England was banned for 50 years. we're almost, you know, started from scratch 12 years ago when it became fully professional, whereas the men's game in England has been since 1881. The financial opportunities for my clients and for women soccer players in general have changed beyond recognition in the last 3 to 4 years. It was particularly enhanced last year when...
You're watching the BBC News Channel. England's Lionesses win the European Championship final in Wembley against Germany.
The England soccer team won the Euros. Brands who we'd previously had to persuade, the benefits of investing in the women's game, now it's changed and the brands are all coming to us and we are literally picking and choosing and aligning the right brand with the right athlete. Commercially, the money is not where the men's game is, but it's at a completely different level than it ever has been. We're negotiating deals that we couldn't have dreamt of a couple of years ago for our athletes. They're finally getting the recognition they deserve.
Sports agent Joe Thung there, and I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.